Yeah, this is from last week, so I'll go grab it.
We can get everything else ready to go.
Alright, let's...
Before you once again. But more excited today, we celebrate Mother's Day, and my mom is here. What an honor. What an honor. But the Lord has given her long life. I say mom is 88, and my mother is from the South. Okay? Y'all gonna get this in a minute. Okay? But I'm gonna share with you, when God's got destiny and a plan in place, nothing can stop it. And I'm willing to be a little bit vulnerable, and mom, you'll have to receive this and accept it. Don't take this in any way. There's no shame in the game. There's no shame when God has called something to play. And I need you to know that, and you'll be able to hear that today. So when I say that, because for whatever reason, I'm the youngest of four, and there's just a lot of things I seem to didn't know. And didn't get, you know, nobody took the time to share with me. Okay, maybe they just didn't want me to know. I don't know. And my daughter, one year, bought me the 23andMe kit. Y'all know about that. That's a DNA makeup and everything. And lo and behold, I get the results, and the results come back, and they started to share with me that I'm 35%. It's a big number. Irish. And you said, you don't look Irish. But it's in my blood. And you can't deny the DNA. All right? And it just caused me to start to think. Right? And where, you know, the looking at history and all of this. But I, beyond what history and what man may have seen as a mistake or something bad, I need you to see God in this. Because if God's got to bring something forth, okay, remember he said, no weapon formed against you should prosper. So it doesn't mean or matter that someone else may see it as negative or anything, but if God's going to fulfill his plan and his destiny and it's in the kingdom, he's going to bring it forth no matter what. Now, and I need y'all to know something. The kingdom is like me. It's mixed. Y'all need to get that. Okay? There is no 100% of anything in the kingdom. If it belongs to God, because he hasn't, there's only one thing that's 100%. And that's the human race that he created, right? And that was in Adam. But by the way, so I'm going to say Happy Mother's Day, because what was in Adam couldn't come alive until he took it out. And he had to cut covenant to do it, which was blood, by the way. And he cut covenant, so he had to cut Adam, take out the rib, and in the rib, the Bible doesn't tell me he formed Eve at all. It tells me she already existed. And if I go back and read, he said he created he, them, which means they were already created, and it was there, and in that, he brought her out. And then Adam got excited. Because, you know, prior to that, he created everything, right? And then two by two, and everything was procreating. And everything was multiplying. Except he kept saying, God, there was nobody for me. And then God gave him Eve, a mother. And it's important because out of that, they have children. And it starts to procreate the earth and the numbers, and it goes on and on and on. The multiplicity. And I want to say, you know, Mom, it's so great to be able to share this, because out of something, see, when we think something's buried, or let me say something, let me get this straight. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I also, when I went to pick up my mother yesterday, I want to tell you something. My mother lives at the same house that I grew up in. In fact, I moved there when I was 3. And I'm 63 now. So Mom lived at the house for 60 years. Right? The same house. The same house that she paid pennies for, that is worth a lot more than that today. Right? But nevertheless, beyond that. So I saw something yesterday in the backyard. I saw something in the backyard that was beautiful. And what was funny about this is that there was a weed tree. When I say a tree, a weed tree, it was a tree that just grew up and got big because we didn't take care of it. Nobody pruned it, groomed it, or did anything, right? And it wasn't no one of the trees that really brought, it wasn't a maple. You know, it wasn't oak. It wasn't nothing of real value, right? The wood would, if you put it in, it burn real fast, right? But this tree, I had to ask myself something. What my mother doesn't know, and I thought she did this, had to at some point. My mother planted a rose bush. And she said, well, I don't remember planting a rose bush. Well, I believe because that tree was there the last 30 years. Probably, right? But you've been there for 60. So at some point, you had to be in the garden, in the yard, and you planted a rose bush. And if you didn't, God did it for you. But I know you did. So then what I saw yesterday is where the tree used to be, we cut it down. Right? And my brother for years butchered it. And you know, when you cut on something and you do, it tends to have an ability to grow back and grow faster if you cut it in the right place. So this tree kept growing. It got big and grew through the fence and into the neighbor's yard, everything. But we finally got it down. But yesterday, somebody said yesterday. Somebody say in the kingdom. I want to tell you something. Yesterday, I saw a rose bush that had shot up. And it's that 6 feet taller than the stem shot up. And it's taller than the fence. And it had roses on it. Y'all got to hear this. In the same place where the tree was. Somebody say in the kingdom. So I want to share with you sometimes. There's some things that have been planted. And I need you to understand that planting is not buried. There's a difference in being buried and being planted. When I plant something, there's an expectation that something's going to grow up and out. So there's some faith attached to it. When something's buried, there's an expectation that it's dead. And I don't expect to see it no more. But yesterday, I saw a rose bush. I saw a rose shoot up out of something. And the tree had to be there the last 30 years. But now that the tree is out of the way, something that was planted years ago has grown up. Somebody ought to shout hallelujah. Somebody here was thinking about their life and thinking about that something in their life had died and it was gone and there was no expectation. But I want to tell you today that God has planted something in you because it's in the kingdom. And anything in the kingdom has to come forth. Oh, y'all not hearing me. It's in the kingdom. I learned something about the kingdom. I'm going to use another scenario and use it. I don't want to liken motherhood to the dog, but my dog, Roxy, was a great dog. And Roxy lived for 17 years. That's not normal for most dogs. And the breed was a pit bull. And Roxy was not a mean dog. Okay, that's if you raise them that way. Now, would she be protected? Absolutely. You did something to somebody in my house, she would probably protect us. But we never had that happen. Okay, but the dog was a great dog. But then my son came over and took my dog out the garage, and then we had left the garage up a little bit. He got the dog out, took the dog, and mated him, because they were, right? Now, I didn't want the dog. We weren't in the breeding business, and we don't want no puppies. But nevertheless, that's what happened. So the dog had 9 babies, one after another. But the most amazing thing I want to talk to you is in the 6 months, it's in the kingdom. So when it's in the kingdom, there's some stuff that nobody will ever have to teach you. It'll just be there. You'll know. Pastor Rob always says there's seen some things that, you know, nobody ever taught him. I'm thinking it's in the kingdom. Nobody has to teach him because it'll come out once you start to do it. Right? So Roxy had these babies. And the first one came out. But Roxy ain't want nothing to do with it. So the first baby, she didn't take and grab and break to her and take the sack off of it. So that baby died. And then after that, she had 8 more. But she realized she didn't do something. And she went and did it to the other 8.
That's right.
But I didn't teach her that. I didn't know. In fact, you couldn't even go near her while she was having the babies. Because of the pain she was going through. And she just didn't want to be bothered with anybody. But she went through that process 8 times. But I want to tell you something about the love of a mother. That first one. So you're down. And this is the other thing too. I need you to understand your productivity. And I talked a little bit about that last week with the house. You can't be productive or grow to the place where you need to be unless you're connected. So although she had the babies, she had to do something to all of them in the process. And then she had to go pick them all up. And she brought them near her. And on her body, there's things that are called nipples. And on those nipples were the feeding lines that would cause the babies to be able to nurse. They couldn't even see. But they knew exactly where to go. How'd they know that? Because it was in them. Somebody say it's in the kingdom. I want to tell you that everything that God has done and wants to do in your life, he's already placed in the kingdom. But if we don't get there with a renewed mind and a changed set, we cannot get to see it because we won't believe it exists. So I'm telling you, this is so important because this starts here. So here, these babies didn't know it. And yet, they all gathered up. And I've got to tell you something. Roxy didn't know that first one was not alive. So, but Roxy is trying to do what she has now learned, what was in her, to all of them. So she brings all of them next to her, only to keep picking up the baby that's not going to nurse. But the other 8 did, and the other 8 lived. And eventually, I had to wait for her to move, to go to feed her, and eat. And while she was feeding and eat, I could go pick up the one that was not alive. But my point in saying all of that is because what was in her, faith without works is dead. So had she not put what she knew that was in her to work, it won't produce it. Well, she learned that the first one. So she didn't make that mistake the next 8 times. She got it. That one didn't make it. And there's some things in life that just didn't make it. That was on purpose. I know we don't want to talk about that, but then there's some things that made it because you're on purpose. So you made it whether somebody wanted to record it or not. Okay? You made it. And then you made it out of that place. To get here north of into Philadelphia. So why? So you can have a place where you were going to raise 4 other children. And not that the others weren't on the rose bush, but there was a special rose on there. that had to grow up and get to where they could. Why? Because this bush had to help pour into other people. Now, I got to tell you, I know the bush was, that rose was special. Because prior to getting to ministry and really discovering who I am and what I'm called to do, I didn't want nothing to do with people, other people. I just wanted to bless me, my four, and no more. I was happy doing me. Oh, I was selfish doing me. I was glad to do me. How many know what the kingdom is not about you? Y'all got to get this. You got to get this. The kingdom is about people. His people. Let's get that clear. So in other words, tell him it's already in the kingdom. So what he had in the kingdom is already there. But until we discover it and understand who we are, whose we are, stop trying to preach to y'all to get y'all ready and be happy about the mothers at the same time. But if we don't understand who we are and whose we are, we'll keep walling around thinking it's not allowed. There'll be no expectation for something to sprout up. Now I'm thinking, how in the world did a rose bush come? I'm thinking the tree was more than this big around. And the rose bush right now is about right here in the middle. Where, and by the way, we ain't had no stump grinders, so we didn't take the stump out. So I should ask myself the question, because I'm like, this has been all night. Lord, help me to, how do I talk about the kingdom and also honor the mothers? He said, well, it's in what you saw yesterday. I got you to see it yesterday for a reason. And you heard your mother talking to your wife about she don't have a birth certificate, and so we ain't sure what year. Now, I did know this. My mom could say she's not sure if she was 88 or 89 or 87 because she had two birth dates. Maybe told me that, but that's all I knew. And so the more I thought about it, there's why are these reasons? There's some reasons why and all of that, but at the end of the day, it doesn't matter because it's in the kingdom. What does matter is what he wants to do. So she made it to this point and making it, and I made it to where I am today because of her. So I can honor my mother today and think, boy, these are the greatest flowers I could give, you know, beyond, you know, and I thank God for my friend and the beautiful flowers he sent, and I took pictures of it and said, thank you, brother, you know, and he, you know, like I said, they were beautiful. I said, I looked at the flower yesterday. I said, ain't no need of me trying out to do them. Not going to happen, right? They just beautiful. And I said, but that's it. Shoot, I don't need to outdo. I just need to be me. And somebody will get that in a minute. But now, let me take y'all to the word. And you said, well, where do you get this? So I need to share this story because I want you to see how this leads into the kingdom and where God has not forgotten about you. But what God wants to do, and he said, your reward is in the kingdom. And so if you'll turn with me to 2 Chronicles, chapter 15, verse 7, and say this when we say, it's in the kingdom.
It's in the kingdom.
Y'all got to say it like you mean it. It's in the kingdom. There you go, because see, you need to know that. I want you to get kingdom-minded. I don't want you to be church-minded. Hello? I'm not talking about a church. Okay? I'm talking about a kingdom. I'm talking about a purpose. I'm talking about a plan. I'm talking about a destiny. And this is why I keep talking about a renewed mind, because, and we've really been talking about this re-God as well, so I want you to get connected, but you have to receive it. If you don't receive it, it won't happen. I had to see myself, and this doesn't make me any better than anybody else, or particularly my brothers and sisters. I'm just different. That's it, Mom. That's all I can acknowledge, right? But I came from the same rose bush.
That's it.
It's the same bush. Okay? And let me share with you. The branches have to stay connected to the vine in order to produce what they need to produce. And then at a point, It can be cut off a seedling so it can grow and nurture on its own. But if it doesn't stay connected, it's worthless. It dies. I'm trying to talk to the church this morning. If you don't stay connected to become a seedling to get planted, then it just dies. And the enemy wins. I want to declare that you are a winner. I want to declare that you are victorious. I want to declare that you are not a loser. I want to declare that you, what you thought was dead has just been buried. Has just been planted. And when it's been planted, there's an expectation that what God has placed in you is going to grow up.
Right.
Well, you got somebody believing for you. I'm believing with you that what God has placed on the inside of you. Now I got to tell you, there's been a whole lot. Let's get to the real deal. All of you have come against adversity. All of you have come against trials and tribulation. All of you have been up against some stuff. All designed to stop you. All designed to keep you from becoming who God called you to be. Ask me how I know. Been there, done that. And I got a t-shirt. Right? But listen to what chapter 15, 2 Chronicles. Be ye strong, therefore, and let not your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded. Somebody shout hallelujah. I want to encourage you this morning to be listening that your work will be rewarded.
Thank you, God.
When I look back now and say, God, thank you. Thank you. To be able to share this at this point in my life, in this place, and saying, you know what? Because he, and this is why, you ever come around somebody, I'm going to tell you this now. The moment you run around somebody and all they do is complain, run. Listen to me. Run. I'm telling you now. Do not stay around that and listen to that. I can prove that's not good and healthy for you. Okay? There's some people, and if you're in the church and you all you do is complain, you're supposed to draw people to the church, not put them away. Hello? And if you're not speaking life and positive things over people, it doesn't mean that trials won't come. It doesn't mean that trouble won't show up. What it means is that I'm victorious. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Oh, what the enemy meant for harm, God has turned for his good. He said you don't exist. You do exist. I'm proof of it. Woo! Glory to God. See? And he don't care what somebody else doesn't want to acknowledge. It's what he acknowledges. Oh, thank you. Don't tell y'all again. Let me tell y'all this. Stop worrying about who, what, and who acknowledge you or see what you're doing and know that he sees you and acknowledges you, and that's what matters. We allow some people in our life and some things to be judgmental of us and everything, and it is not God. I want to encourage you because that very thing has been keeping you down because you were worried about what they think. Your reward, your good work will be rewarded. Now, I want y'all to jump over to Luke chapter 12 and say, now I can start the ministry. So all of that was my introduction. that was just the intro. Here we go now. Now we're at the place where I want to talk to you. All right? Luke chapter 12, verse 22. And he said unto his disciples, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, neither for the body or what you shall put on. The life is more than meat, and the body is more than remnants. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have a storehouse nor barns, and God feedeth them. How much more are ye better than the fat? I want you to think about that. And which of you, which take thought, oh, this is worried, can add this statute one cubit? So worrying about something changes absolutely nothing. But believing God by faith can change everything. So some of us have been worried about some stuff, about what we don't have. But my question is, I want to say to you to do what he told Abraham to do, and what he told a lot of others to do. Use what's in your hand. In other words, you say, well God, is this enough? He said, use what's in your hand. Because what's in your hand is enough if he placed it there. But if you don't use it, you'll never understand its potential. Everything that you look at doesn't look like what it is if that's all you see in it. So what I'm going to say to you is, that plant that was planted did not look like a rose bush when it was planted. But the expectation and the faith in it is that it would be a rose bush. And lo and behold, some 60 years later, the rose bush showed up. And somebody thought it was dead. Glory to God. I just want to say, and so listen, he said, don't, and I'm sharing all of this, you say, well, what's this guy doing? Because I will tell you, it's in the kingdom. And if he told you, take no thought. And he's saying to you, see, all these things, I'm bringing all this up because y'all just like me. If you don't shut your mind down, it'll take you into the future. And the future will take you about worrying about what could come and what could happen. Oh, hey, am I there? Am I in the house? Okay, then I'm going to tell you about the other part of the mind. Then the other side, so that might be the right side. Then the left side goes and it takes you back. Then you go into the past and you remember what happened, when it happened, and you didn't like it. And only to know you can't live there anymore. You can't change it because it's past. And you know that other one that I talked about first, the future, you ain't get there yet. But you put all of those things in, and guess what it makes? It makes your present day hell. Because your thought process is putting you someplace where you're not. This is why I'm telling you about you will be rewarded, but it happens in your now. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not yet seen. Now, y'all need to, I want y'all to go to your Bible. If you would bring that up, the word yet is not in the Bible. Lord, forgive me because you said don't add and don't take away. I'm asking for your forgiveness in advance because I'm putting yet in there because I believe you so much. It's just a yet away. Somebody shout hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. It's just a yet away. You got to wait on yet. But in yet, that doesn't mean do nothing and be silly. Hear me. Do what you know to do and what's right. And when you do right, God can bless you. I asked God for help today, as I ask him every time. And I needed help, and I think he's helping me. I know he is. Okay? So listen to this scripture. I got to stay with the word, because I want to make sure y'all got Bible on this. Okay? If this can't be backed up by the Bible, don't say it. Listen to me. Don't listen to people who can't back it up with scripture. It's just their personal opinion. You don't need nobody's opinion. Everybody got one of them. They like noses and ears. Some of you got two. You don't want that, right? So listen, verse 24. He said, consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, neither have storehouse nor barn, but God feedeth them. They eat every day. Okay? Because that's he put in a place for them, right? They can't build no barns. They can't build no houses. Right? Verse 25. And which of you which take thought can add the stature to you? So in other words, I don't want you to worry about this thing. I just need you to trust me by faith. And so I need y'all to understand it's in the kingdom. Say it's in the kingdom. So there's some stuff in the kingdom necessary for you to get to where you need to be. So you can say, well, you know, I don't have the right education. And I don't have the right amount of money. And I don't have the right whatever, whatever, whatever. Okay? Who told you that if God said it, what makes God's word not true? If he's not a man, then he can lie. So in other words, it doesn't matter about what they said. But unless you have a renewed mind, you'll think that you're out of the game. You'll think that you can't win. You'll think that they got the upper hand. This is what will cause your success. When you think outside the box, but you think what God says, not what they say. And even to what you experience, there's some stuff that comes up against you on purpose. Because it needs, by the way, you can't be defeated. You can only defeat yourself. Let me share with y'all. He could not defeat Adam and Eve in the garden. They had to give it away. And when they did that, he won. But then God had a plan in place called redemption. I'm telling you, the redemptive process is in play. So he already knew he needed to put the redemptive plan in play because it's in the beginning of the Bible. There's only two perfect chapters in the Bible, chapter 1 and chapter 2. And by chapter 3, we fail. And hey, let me share with you. And the rest of the Bible is trying to get back to the beginning. Woo, glory to God. So we've been on Back to the Future all these years. And that's where God wants us to get us to. So we got to, but he said, in order for them to get there, they're going to have a renewed mind. And I'm going to keep on now faith is. And then he says, be not conformed, but be ye transformed. So he's telling me, giving me instructions throughout the night of what to do. But he tells me all the way in 2 Chronicles that my good works will be rewarded. And it's easy to get faint and well-doing. Oh. All right, let me help y'all since y'all ain't going to tell the truth. I'll tell the truth. I wanted to quit a whole lot of times. I wanted to quit after the first year. The first year, I was so excited. And then I wanted to quit. Well, it's 26 years later. I never quit. I'm glad I didn't. Because if I hadn't quit, I wouldn't have met y'all. Which, by the way, he already knew your name. He knew this day. He knew where we would be. He knew what's going to happen. Okay? What we didn't do is we didn't know all the things in between. And I got to tell you something. I won't trade it in for nothing. We're not trading that. Because greater has he been in me than what has happened to me in the world. My victories that are in Christ Jesus, that are in the kingdom, are greater than the trials and tribulations that I've gone through. And I've went through some things that most of y'all couldn't handle. I've lost everything in my life twice. So, that doesn't mean nothing. I don't believe in it. I believe nothing, or whatever state you're in, is just a point in time. That's it. But if you believe God, then stuff will return again. But stuff is not my purpose. It's just a part of the plan. Oh, y'all get it. So I don't pursue stuff. Follow the plan and stuff will come. Say this, it's in the kingdom. So every design of every person and everything that came to hurt you or to distract you or to tell you what you was not going to be or what you could not be or any of those things was all a trick of the enemy. Because in the kingdom, he said, I knew you before you were in your mother's womb. Now I got to tell you something. I thought I knew who I was. I thought I was a hot shot, right? But until I discovered God, I found out who he was, and then I found out who I am in him. That's when my life changed. Yeah. See, then I understood. Because, see, I thought I knew, right? God, if you didn't help. See, 16, I was on my own. I moved out. I left home at 16. I graduated at 16, right? I went to Drexel University, my first pick. Of college at 16. Oh yeah, had my apartment at 16. My own apartment. My God, listen to me, not my room in my mother's house. I had my own place. Oh, you know, I went berserk. I went and bought a car at 16. I thought, you not listen to me. I thought I was all that. Only to know, to find out, I was in the devil's grip. He was orchestrating all of this because he saw that I wanted some stuff. All of me, I wanted some things. So he gave me all those things. He helped provide. He led me down that pathway and I believed it. Only to get to the point where he called me back in. And when he calls it in, okay, you got to, so you see, be careful of selling your soul. Ooh, all I can tell you, you'll get to, everybody will get here. It's a Y in the road. Okay, you can only be on one road. What happens is it leads you up to that point that the choice is either you'll choose God or you'll choose, right? And all that said, it's in the kingdom. So for all of you that have chosen God and chosen to walk with, and by the way, it's important. I got a message and a word for everybody. You know, in the last few weeks, quite a few of you have joined the church, right? I know. I got some. Don't tell me this. I know that since you made a commitment, you didn't have adversity come up against you. You said, how do you know that? Oh, because it happens to everybody that commits to something because he don't want you to commit. The more committed you become, the more he starts to do looking for things to distract you, to turn you around. I want to encourage you, don't look back. Glory to God. Don't look back. Y'all remember Abraham and Lot? And they were leaving. Abraham was sent to rescue Lot. So sometimes God sent somebody to rescue. You've been rescued. He tells him, Lot and all his people that were with him, don't look back. And y'all know Lot's wife looked back. According to scripture, she became a pillow salt. In other words, she got frozen and stuck in time where she was at. She did not advance forward. Somebody will get that before you get home. So let me stay in the scriptures. Let me stay. Verse 26. If you then not be able to do that thing which is least, why take ye thought for the rest? Consider the lilies and how they grow, and toil not, and spin not. And yet I say unto you, Solomon, in all his glory, which was he was the greatest king and the wealthiest king that ever lived. And you got to believe that when he showed up, was he that guy? Woo, glory to God. He was laid out. But, you know, he said, listen, in all his glory, he can't do what God has done in the lily. You know, I love lilies. I like flowers, right? Beautiful plant. Beautiful, right? And he says, in all of his glory. Then verse 28, if then God so clothes the grass, which is also in the days of the field, and in the morning is cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe you? Oh, ye of little faith. So in other words, we've been worrying about the wrong stuff. We worried about clothing and eating and all this stuff, and we all got it, right? But it's not the important stuff. The important stuff is the kingdom. Say, it's in the kingdom. So when you start thinking, when you have a renewed mind, you'll start thinking about the kingdom and what can I do to help the kingdom advance. See, this is what we don't think of. So I need the church to think about why we need to advance the kingdom. Why do I talk about tithes and offering? Why do I talk? They're not for me. Think to advance the kingdom. Where do we have to do that at? Here on the earth. Heaven is great. I got to change some stuff where I'm at. How do I do it? With his people. That he's changed their mind, their thoughts, their ability. This is how we do it. So watch this. I got to say, it's in the kingdom. I said, it's in the kingdom. Oh, I got this thing in my heart. It's ready. It's ready. It's in the kingdom. I said, God, is that the message? He said, yes. Tell them, listen. And he said, not what you shall drink, neither shall you be doubtful minded. Let me read that again. Verse 29. And seek not that which you shall eat, or what you shall drink, neither be of doubtful minded. Now I got to tell you, Maslow's law says, you know, human nature and human, without the basic necessities of life, the things that we would have, which starts with air and breathing and water and then clothing. And there's a whole chart that he has in place that these are the things necessary. Now, I got to tell you, somebody say, they're in the kingdom. So what I shared with you is Roxy already had in her what she needed to do to save the baby's life. If she didn't do it, the baby would not live. If my mother had not nurtured me and birthed me and had my mother not been birthed, I might not exist. This is all a part of the divine plan of God. Who are you to question how it happened? So I want to share with you what the enemy meant for harm, God turned it for good. Somebody shout hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. This is encouraging me. Because we in the Bible. We in the Bible, Mom. We there. Listen. He said, verse 30. For these things do the nations of the world seek after. And your Father knoweth that you have need of these things. In other words, he knows what you need. But there's no need of giving you something you want and don't need, and you ain't going to use it to. One of my sons told me he wanted to be wealthy. I said, okay, what you going to do with it? You don't have a plan. So I'm thinking, why would God bless you to be wealthy if you don't know what to do with it? See, and it's a hope. You can give some people some money and put a whole lot of zeros behind it, but if you don't know what to do with it, it won't be long before those zeros are gone. Oh my God. So my greatest story to that one, how many times? I ain't got much time, but I got to tell this one, because this is true. When the lottery first came out, see, y'all remember, I grew up in the days of numbers, right, in the hood. But now, the state took over and saw how much money could be made from this. That's what, so the state got involved. And he said, what used to be illegal, now they made legal. Because they took it over. Right? And the first guy to hit the lottery, he was from New York. I'll never forget it. He was from New York. And he hit the lottery for $1 million. And I got to tell you something. 30 years ago, when it came out, they hit the lottery for $1 million was a lot of money. It's not today. But it was then. And he's on TV, and he said, and they said, what you going to do with the money? And he said, the first thing he said, going to go to Paris. He couldn't even say Paris. He said Paris. He like he was French. I'll never forget it. I'm telling you, I can see that newscast just as clear as day. Right? And I see him on television, and he's a millionaire overnight. And then I see him on TV. 1 year later, they're arresting him. They're arresting him. And I see him there, and they were saying, did you ever make it to Paris? He did. He went to Paris. But what he didn't understand is how to do with what he had gotten and what he walked into. So in other words, he had more zeros in it, and he had more people contacting him because they saw his face on the news. He got him, and he had money and family and friends given to this and given that. To, it was all gone. In fact, he went to jail because he's now writing checks on money he didn't have. So what am I saying? I said, when it's not in the kingdom and you don't know what to do with it, you will do what you don't know, and it will cause you to lose everything you have. So, but when it's in the kingdom, and you do what the kingdom says to do, and be a part of that, that's why I teach people, you run into a blessing, make sure you give God. Okay? I'm blessed because of what God did in my life. And it's so important. So listen, this is here. And I want y'all to see this because it's here. And boy, if it had not been for mothers and what she saw, and by the way, my mother wanted me, education was real big to my mom. So you said, well, why was it real big? She said it yesterday again. She had to walk 2.5 miles to school. And she would walk every day and get to school. Her sister, which was younger than her, Mom, forgive me, I love her, but she was lazy. And she didn't want to go to school. And my mother would leave her in the cornfield. 8 hours, she'd come back, she'd be in the same place. So she didn't have much education. So when they came north, Mom had education and wanted education for all of her kids. We never missed a day at school. I always got that award, perfect attendance. Every year. Because you know why? You can say, I said, Mom, I don't feel good today. I don't want to go to school. She said, okay, here's some castor oil. And I said, I feel a little better now, Mom. I'm okay. I'm better now. And I'll be out the door. So I got better real quick. Right? But she had something worse. But I say this because that helped me to get to where I am. So education, because how many know knowledge is power? Yeah. So I want to tell you all about faith harvest. Faith harvest is about producing knowledge of God. I want y'all to get connected with the Word of God, to fall in love with the Word of God, so your life can be changed. So the more words you get into, guess what helps happen? The Bible says faith cometh one way, only one way. I cannot pray for you for more faith. But faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the Word of God. That's the only way faith comes. So the more words you hear, the greater your faith can be. And I don't know about you, but you need more word when? Say again, when do you need more word? Y'all got it. So I need more word. There you go. So the more word I get, the greater my faith can be. And so that's what happened to me. So I got the word and it changed my life forever. And then I started believing it. So now I had a mind change. So when my mind changed, I could hear what I couldn't hear before. Now I got to tell you something. I have a human problem. My human problem is I can't hear soft sounds. So if there's two sounds going on, I'm only going to hear which one is loud. And then sometimes I can't even make out the clarity of some of that. Now, that's a problem because it doesn't happen to everybody and I can't control when or what. But there's sometimes I can't understand depending on how you talk. But there's some things I can hear. I can't tell when I'm going to hear that, right? But there's people around me that sometimes that irritates them because they say, well, you heard that. And I'm thinking, you don't understand. I wish I could explain this thing, but I can't. Right? Because you don't, sometimes I can make it out, sometimes I can't, but I hear something. But I didn't hear what it was. So I wear hearing aids. And so you don't want to lose something that God has given you, but I have no control over that. Alright? And it's comfortable sclerosis, so that's a deterioration, right? So it's abnormal too, by the way, in African Americans. But I have, right? And my ear bones have deteriorated, so I don't hear soft sound. And I've had the operation and surgery and all of that, and I still can't hear. But it also causes me to talk louder. Because I can't hear myself. So I talk louder, and some people think I'm screaming at them. And I don't mean no harm. It's just the nature of who I am. But that's not what I'm doing. Right? So it's a little difficult. So it puts me in some precarious positions at times. Right? But I want to tell you, I don't fret about this because it's in the kingdom. And so when I talk about knowledge and power, so when you have knowledge of it, now that gives me a better control and understanding. And Mom, you did a mother thing again yesterday. Mom did the mother thing yesterday. She got to help me too. So I'm a real orderly person. And I like things in order and in timeliness, all of that, right? And, you know, even color codes, I like things in everything in order. And so I'm driving yesterday, and Mom said, you know, it's a good thing. She said, that you got your anger in check. She said, you're angry, but you recognize it. And so instead of being angry and letting it disrupt your day, you're dealing with it in a different manner. Now, she said that because she saw me in the past respond differently. She couldn't have said that, or wouldn't have said it, if she didn't see me respond differently. So that's a mother, right? Because she said, I saw him. And so, and by the way, I'm working real hard to work at some things to get them right. How many of you got to keep working at this thing? Every day. So stop getting upset and fretting that every day you get up, because he said, you got to work out your soul salvation daily. So there's some stuff that you're going to have to work out daily until you get it. And once you got it, you'll know it. Okay? But meanwhile, keep working. Because it's in the kingdom. Okay? I say that because I'm excited, because I thought, man, I'm glad my mom said that. I'm glad she saw that. Right? So listen. He said, but brother, listen. So verse 30, and I'm almost there. I'm almost over. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knows that you have need of these things. He knows what you need. He knows what's important for you to succeed in your life. Watch this, verse 31. But rather, seek ye the kingdom of God, and these things shall be added unto you. Somebody shall hallelujah. If I change my thought process and think and seek the things of the kingdom, he will start adding the things to my life that are necessary for my life to succeed, to be who he's called me to be, to do what he's called me to do. And somebody ought to shout hallelujah. Whoa, glory to God. He said, I'll add it unto you. Well, thank God for him continuing to look after me. And I think this could be a Father's or a Mother's Day message, because he's adding what's necessary to what we need. And when you get what you need, the question is, will you do what you need to do with what you see? Somebody shout God. It's in the kingdom, y'all. Because it's in the kingdom, and we're in the kingdom as his children, heirs to the kingdom of God. Okay? Okay, I want to encourage all of you, listen, to walk this thing out. He said, seek ye first. Seek the kingdom of God. And these things shall be added unto you. He says that again in Matthew 3:33, about seeking the kingdom of God. So it's mentioned quite a few places, but this is what I want to tell you. So we need to set up sights on the kingdom.
Oh, yeah.
Kingdom.
It was logged in?
No, but still.
Some of you, whether it's in a business, a skill, or set, it's all kingdom. What? You said the tow truck business in the kingdom? It's in the kingdom. Cleaning business in the kingdom? It's in the kingdom. Because who you are is in the kingdom, and if he's giving you a position, you might run into a person that'll need to hear from you, and they didn't expect you to be the one to say what they needed to hear because you are in the kingdom. That's ministry. Real ministry is to people. It doesn't matter where it's at. Stop thinking, is it? Listen, when I get talking to the church, there's something that already happened. But how about you saying something to somebody to get them to the church? Because you spoke life into them. Because, let me help y'all. They watching you. You say, what? Yeah, they watching you. They want to see how you respond and how you handle where you are because they know what's going on in your life. Whose report are you going to believe? They know what you was told. They know what you said. Look at her. She's still flawed. Look at her. She's victorious. Oh, it's a couple years later now. Look at her. How'd she do that? How'd she get out of that? How'd she make it? Oh, I saw her. Oh, she is definitely going to be counted out now. I'm a counter out. I'm going to take this, I'm going to take that, and just see what she do now. That's why I said it's in the kingdom. Then they look and say, is that? Yeah, that's her. Is that? Yeah, that's him. I tell people they got memories, right? This man, I remember you when. I said, that guy's dead. According to the scripture, all things have become new. I don't need nobody rolling the tapes for me. I got to try to shut them off and keep them off because I don't need to go back there. Remember, I can't live there. Can't change nothing. Oh, be careful. Be careful. Let me help y'all. Those ones that want to reminisce about talking about how good it was, that good time. Be careful going there. Because did it result in a kingdom purpose? Because if it did not, it wasn't good. Okay? That's a deception. I'm just going to help you, try to help y'all. These are things I had to learn. And I want to make sure that I teach them and teach you so you don't have to go through the things I did to get to where I've gone. Okay? I bang my head in some places. You don't have to bang yours there. I can save you the trouble. The results are the same. You ever read some stories and some books? The ending hasn't changed? I don't even like watch movies anymore. Now, they're all alike, and they're all the same story. They're just different people, different cast, different place. But the ending is still the same. Now, if it's a really intriguing one, that get me in it. Now I'm not even locked in. Anyway, says in the kingdom. I'm going to end here because I'm over my time, but I want to say, seek ye the kingdom of God, and the things shall be added unto you. I liken all of that today to motherhood because the things that I needed in my life, now, I was produced by a father and mother. And it was, so if I go back to Adam, okay, he was just formed in fashion as a male man. Okay, he had the sperm seed in him that was in the eggs that needed to penetrate the egg seed in order for me to be produced, right? And We got to be careful with science and trying to clone. It really wants to prove God wrong. Okay, so I'm not really big on cloning with science or anything like that. But I want to share with you what God has done, because he said he knew me before I was in my mother's womb, and I wanted to give it back to my mother, no matter what she had the challenges of life to go through and to deal with. It produced the seed, and she helped produce the seed to help do the kingdom work. But had I not been connected through the umbilical cord and to her and to the system to help me grow and nurture and fit, I would have not been here. Had she not taken the time to nurture me and feed me, to help grow me throughout life, and by the way, my mom made sure I had everything. I just had to wear, I couldn't wear really nice shoes. I had brogans, the big shoes that tied up, because I had special arches and stuff down, right? And then I went to the dentist, and she took me to the dentist, and I wore braces. So she, everything about me, she wanted to make sure it was good. And
thank you.
All my teeth are mine. That's not just anybody that's going to happen. I just would say, all of them are mine. Because I took care of them. She paid for them. And because she paid for them, I took care of them. Right? My feet are good because she took care of them. These were things I was going to need to nurture me to grow. But she also provided me education and schooling and things in it. Why? Because I was going to need that. Now, by the way, too, my mom was a prophet, y'all didn't know it. She prophesied over my life, and she didn't know it either. So she said, you're going to be either a preacher or a lawyer. Well, she got it right the first time. Right? But it's not what she told me I was going to be. Right? Because she said, you talk too much. So she said, God's going to utilize that, and he has. Okay? And I say that to say congratulations. Happy Mother's Day. Thank you, Mom. Thank you, all the mothers here. But thank God for the word. It's in the kingdom. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm excited to be able to share that with all of you today, that it's in the kingdom. And God is transforming some things for us now. And when I talked about last week, the redog, he's redoing some stuff. So many of you be able to say even in your life and say, he's redoing some stuff in my life. If y'all be honest with yourself, y'all all know y'all are under reconstruction. How many know you're under reconstruction? Okay. None of us in here are who we used to be. And particularly because everybody in here, and I know who y'all are, everybody in here has confessed Jesus Christ as Lord. And because Jesus Christ is our Lord, we're under construction. Reconstruction. So in other words, he knows the things that didn't work well. Hello? You don't got to be embarrassed. He know what didn't work. He know what also was able to take you out and distract you to keep you from becoming who you're supposed to be. He knows that. Guess who else knows it? He knows it, the enemy knows it, and you know it. So, he would love to take you back. This is a word that God's placed on. He would love to take you back. Because if you respond how you used to respond, you will go back to where you used to be, and you will only get what you used to have. You cannot have the victory and the blessing. So I want to tell you, do not respond the way you used to. Seek the kingdom for the response that he wants you to do now. This is important. How do I do that? We start transforming my mind. So you get to a place where we use the same. This kingdom stuff, I'm not talking about something by the by and by. I'm talking about the ear to the earth. Hey, let me get this straight with all of you. I am not looking for you to wait and get to heaven to get this right. You got it. It's here. He said, the kingdom of God, this is in the Bible, is nigh thee. The word nigh means what? Near. Which means it can't be in heaven, but that's a little far away. It's got to be nigh me. It's near. So I need you to grab hold of it. King Harvest, grab hold of it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody standing on their feet. Everybody standing. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you. Thank you for this opportunity, God, that each and every person that is at the sound of my voice heard your word. God, lives are being changed right now. God, we declare that Jesus is Lord. And we thank you, God, that harvest is a harvest house for building your people. God, we've discovered we're not in the religious business. We've discovered we're not in the educational business. But we discovered we're in the people business, which you are part of. God, you created us in your image. And God, we will build your people, all your people. We will not discriminate to anyone. We are not one way or one side. But we thank you our door is open because you're open. Had you not received me, I would not be able to be here today. Thank you, God. Thank you for them. Now, God, bless this house in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Give them a round of applause. So listen to this. So I need to be sure. Is there anybody in here that has never confessed Jesus as Lord? Continue to stand. I need you to stand. Everybody, please. Just stand with me. Just for a few seconds. If you've never confessed Jesus as Lord, I think everybody in here has, but if you didn't, I don't want to miss that opportunity. I want to be there with you still because I don't want nobody to miss out on this. Okay? The kingdom belongs to those that belong to Him. God didn't hear me. The kingdom belongs to those that belong to Him. We're heirs. Okay? So then, the second place, if you're here and you've not made a commitment, and you say, you know what, this is the place for me. God has given me this place, and I want to support it. I'm looking for commitment so I can commit with you. If you're here, and God has committed you to this church to become a part of it, I want to open the door for you. We had a bunch of people come last week and the week before that. But we need to know if you're here today. Is there anybody that did not get an opportunity to do that? I want you to come right now so I can just shake your hand and everybody can see your face. If that's you, you made a commitment. If that's for you. If it's not, it's okay. But if it's for you, it's here. It's here. Because God is looking for that for you. And so I wanted to make sure that I was honoring Him and doing that. You know, for a long time, we didn't do that. You know, we were worried about who wouldn't and who didn't. But it doesn't matter. What matters is if He placed it on your heart, then it's on your heart. If it's not, it's okay. I ain't going to love you any different. I won't change a thing. Amen? I'm going to do what God said to do, regardless. Amen? All right. So I'm getting ready to move on then. So with that, let's give the Lord a round of applause. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So if y'all may be seated, I want to just share with you quickly. We're going to get ready for our tithes and offerings. And I believe, so as we get ready for our tithes and offerings, we've been teaching about being a tithing church. Giving church, and I tell you, it's important. We know where every penny and every dime goes to here at this church. We track it. Okay? We know what we can do and what we cannot do. You know, in terms of ministry. And for years, we've done a lot more things than we always were bigger than we were. You know, they said, how that church that can fit in a fishbowl, how do they act like they in the river? Because we did things big. Why? Because that's where God placed it. You know, and I supported it a lot with the school. Okay? But I want to share with you. It's important for the church to stand on its own and to be its own. So I learned about tithing. And I got to tell you, I'm a tither and I'm a giver. I would never ask you to do something I don't do myself. But I try to figure out, listen, when I learned about tithing, I understood now how the kingdom works. Because I first thought I was giving to a person. And I said, I'm not doing that. But when I learned I was giving to the kingdom, and I was giving to the storehouse that was feeding me, that was the most important thing. And when I did that, guess what? There were some things I started falling short in, and they got taken care of. And I now look back and think, how did that happen? It got taken care of because I was obedient. Let me share with y'all. Obedience is better than sacrifice. And it's not a sacrifice for you to give out of overflow, but it's a sacrifice when you give and you said, I didn't have it. It's a sacrifice when I did everything else wrong first, and now I got all these bills, and I got to pay them first, or I thought I did, right? Until I learned about the kingdom, and then I started becoming a tithe. And then I learned to be a tither, my bills are paid. And I'm going to share with you, it's important for the church to understand that. It's understanding giving. That needs to come from the heart, free will. If you're not willing to do that, if it's not on your heart, don't do it. Did you hear me? I'm not asking, I want you, but when you do it, because it's in your heart, and it's a free will, now you open up the window of heaven for the blessings. Okay, why? Because it's a willingness. So we got time four different ways, as well as physically right here, to give, to offer, tithes and offer. Okay, why? We're in technology now. Okay, you're capable of doing anything. So there's no real excuse why I can't. And if you didn't have it right now, you can do it when you get home. Or you didn't gotta wait that long anymore. You know, and I tell you, there was one time in my life I wanted to give, but I didn't have any money to give. Yep. I've been there. I took the button off my suit and I gave my button that day. And you said, what? That button ain't worth nothing. It what? It was symbolic to me. I would never be in that position ever again. And I gave what I had, but I ain't never do that again because I'm sure I got something to give to God. That's just me now. You better get to that place on your own. Okay, I'm just preaching, y'all. I'm teaching. And I'm sharing with you. I'm going to talk to you about something I've learned and done. So with that said, if you done tithes and offering, okay, so if you need it, offering envelope, raise your hand. We're done. Well, we're done. If you need an offering envelope, get one. Get it in. If not, if you're using that, amen. Now, the other thing it says, bring your tithes and offering into the storehouse, right? So we physically here. And then, I know they send it to the people on the airwaves. If they're out there, they need to make sure we send that out, Rob, to everybody we watch that watches on Facebook and YouTube. But according to this, you give according to the will, what the Holy Spirit has placed on your heart. Amen? And then I tell you, so let me share with y'all one natural principle. Here's a natural principle. No farmer has ever planted no seed and expected a harvest. Every farmer that expects a harvest plants the seeds according to the ground size in which they have access to. Somebody will get that in a minute. And you need to get that before you get home. And if you're great to get it at home, go online. Okay? But you need to go according to your expectation. Amen? All right. So that said, I'm done. I've done my job. And I'm happy. So I want y'all to get ready. You got your tithe number. Everybody stand. If you did it online, still come, pick your phone and tap it on the basket. I like some sit. Bring it. Yep. Yeah. You know, we're blessing the seed. We're blessing the field. We're blessed when we come and when we go for. We knock down every struggle. Sickness and poverty must cease, for the devil is defeated. We let everybody sing, Father, thank you once again for every tithe, every offering, every gift. But God, I have a special request. I'm asking God to bless the hands of the sower, particularly God, that they see your hand upon their life. And God, I'm asking for a speedy work, not one next year, not next week, but God, that they know it today, that your hand is upon their life, and that you have orchestrated and called this to be. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I want to thank you once again to the mothers. Happy Mother's Day. Enjoy your dinner as you're going out, whatever that is for you, because I will tell you, and mothers are important. All the restaurants are booked up today. Okay, so I went yesterday too. We went yesterday, but I will share with you. On Father's Day, there's always open reservations, but on Mother's Day, there's never any open reservations. So, thank God for the mothers. Thank God for your lives. And we are grateful. And Pastor Rob made sure all the mothers got a flower. Pastor Rob, you got one for Mom?
Yes.
Okay, Mom got one? Okay. Good, I didn't see it in her hand. All right, so all the women, the mothers got flowers today. On behalf of Pink Harvest, we thank you for being who you are. We encourage you to stand with us and trust you. Amen. Glory to God. So, Mr. Sherwin, can you give this brother Butch God a great gift to give to him? Yes. I think Elder.
Just a minute. Are everything still the same for the week, y'all? We need to see you Monday night. Tomorrow night, Women of Vision, we're in the house. Women of Vision in the house, 6:30. Women of Vision in the house, 6:30. Wednesday night, Bible study. Friday night, veteran service. Saturday, Men of Valor meeting at 10. 10 o'clock. And then next week, we're going to celebrate our veterans. Our whole service is going to be about veterans, and plan to stay afterwards because we'll sup together and have a good time. Please remember that. And invite some veterans to come out. Please. You got family members who are veterans or neighbors? Just strangers. You see them on the street. Invite them to come. Okay? All right. God bless. Father, we ask you to bless these people as they leave this place, God, but never your presence, Lord. Keep them in all your ways, Lord. And then, Lord, bring them back together again to celebrate life and in you. In the name of Jesus, amen. God is missing.
All right, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.